This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 30th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is warm and inviting. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly with pleasant temperatures. Tel Aviv is experiencing a gentle breeze under a clear sky. In Haifa, it's a perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, Ain Lut remains warm and sunny, making it ideal for beachgoers. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier today that the U.S. military has launched strikes in Iran following threats from President Trump. Also, 24 News indicates that the U.S. completed a heavy wave of strikes against Iran earlier this hour, with Trump considering further military actions. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post notes that Netanyahu claims Trump is fully in control of the Iran conflict, denying any influence on the strikes after a meeting in Washington. Separately, Ynet reports from earlier today that Trump has threatened Iran after a brief period of calm following missile attacks on Jordan. And finally, JNS reports from earlier today of a drone strike on a U.S.-owned tanker in the Nile Delta, which may signal a threat to the Suez Canal. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24NEWS English posted just minutes ago confirming that CENTCOM has launched significant retaliatory strikes on Iranian military targets. Al Arabiya English shared earlier today that former Israeli Ambassador Itamar Rabinovich believes Trump is clearly leading the U.S.-Israel relationship. Dan Burmawi, a commentator, wrote on X just now about the potential for the U.S. to influence Islamic regimes through educational reforms. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S. military actions in Iran. According to Walla, these strikes come shortly after President Trump threatened Tehran. Tensions have been escalating as both nations engage in a show of force. This development could have significant implications for regional stability, especially concerning Iran's responses. Turning to the heavy wave of strikes reported by I24 News, the U.S. has not engaged in such actions for 6 days. Trump is reportedly considering a broader air campaign. The move underscores the seriousness of the conflict, with potential global economic impacts if the situation escalates. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights Netanyahu's statement on Trump's control over the Iran situation. Netanyahu emphasized that he did not pressure the U.S. president into action. This statement aims to clarify the dynamics between the two leaders and reassure the international community of a coordinated strategy. Separately, Ynet's report on Trump's threats follows a period of calm. This shift comes after Iran-targeted missiles were fired at Jordan. The renewed threats indicate a volatile phase in the Middle East, with potential for further regional confrontations. Finally, in the Nile Delta, JNS reports a drone strike on a U.S.-owned tanker. This act suggests a strategic message to Egypt regarding the Suez Canal. The canal is a crucial global shipping route, and any threat to it could have wide-reaching economic consequences. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that banks, alongside insurance and non-bank financing companies, are the main financiers of real estate in Israel. This highlights the diverse funding landscape in the property sector. Separately, CTEC discusses the growing concerns over an AI bubble as chip stocks face scrutiny. Investors are evaluating the sustainability of massive infrastructure spending. And finally, Walla Business reveals a new survey showing the financial strain on parents during summer vacations due to a gap between the education system and the economy. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.